This is Amplify Your Success Podcast, Episode 16. When you've got a big mission and you want to achieve so much more, there's nothing more frustrating than when a bottleneck kicks in and gets in your way, especially when you can't see them. So let's dig into today's episode and I'll help you identify what those growth bottlenecks are and how you can avoid them. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello, hello, hello. Melanie here. Let's talk about business growth bottlenecks today. As a small business owner, or an entrepreneur, and even as a leader in whatever capacity you serve, a bottleneck can be really frustrating. First of all, because you are the bottleneck 9 out of 10 times. We oftentimes will have unconscious ways that we get blocked from being able to grow our business. And when you've got a bold vision, you've got a really big goal, you've got ideas galore, you want to be able to grow quickly, you want to be able to get things done. And interestingly enough, the very bottlenecks that are holding you back are the very things that if you flip them, they become your greatest strengths. They become the foundation for you to be able to catapult and really be able to achieve a lot more. Bottlenecks are when you have a habit or even a mindset. Maybe there are certain choices you make. It could be the strategies you're using. They're actually slowing your growth down instead of increasing or accelerating the results. And it actually starts costing you. And interestingly enough, most of the time when we have a bottleneck, they're very much in our blind spot because we've been doing it for so long this way. It's become the thing we do. It's become like our best friend, but it's a toxic best friend because it's actually working against us. And so I've recently been asked to speak a lot on growth bottlenecks because people in the business world, entrepreneurs, small business owners are starting to realize that there's a lot to this mindset piece of the puzzle. It's not just about doing more. It's really about becoming the person your business needs you to be. And when we can at least spot these bottlenecks, we have a much greater fighting chance of eliminating them and strengthening the way in which we can grow our impact, become more influential, really have that impact that we dream about. So I thought what I would do is talk about some of the biggest bottlenecks that I personally worked with clients around and maybe even experienced a few of my own. And then what a couple of the strategies are that will help you not only overcome them, but eliminate these bottlenecks from occurring in the first place. Now, the first bottleneck that I want to talk about is when you have the wrong growth strategy. And what that means is that, and I want you to write this down, this is huge, is when you're trying to get to the next level of success the same way you got where you are now. See, there's a very different mindset that each level of our business needs us to be. When we're just getting started and we're trying to figure out how to get clients, maybe we're figuring out our branding or what our offerings are going to be, that's a startup mindset. We have to think in startup mode. We have to be willing to take risks and do things that are really critical in those first couple of years when you're figuring everything out. But once you start making money, that's a whole new mindset. That's when you have to learn how to continue to drive traffic, get more clients, convert people from a prospect into a buying customer. You're working out your customer satisfaction pieces. You really want to focus on value. So there's still a lot of figuring out, but you're really in the, all right, now how do I keep this motion in place? And oftentimes, the first two stages can take 3 to 5 years. But once those phases are down and your business is working and your business is hopefully growing and growing quickly, very, very fast, you can shift from, I need more clients to, wow, we have way too many clients or we have so much coming at us and our business isn't structured to support it. This is a critical stage for fast-growing entrepreneurs. And if you try to continue to grow and take the business to the next level with the same strategies of building the business, you can implode. I worked with some clients a few years back who were in this very place. They had broken the 6-figure barrier and they had no problem getting clients in the door. They'd really figured out the marketing magic, but they hadn't learned to shift gears from marketing and sales into leadership. And that shift was causing them a lot of pain. They were a business partnership, and the woman in the business partnership was in just so much chaos. She wasn't getting enough sleep. She wasn't taking care of herself. She wasn't getting breaks to really nourish and recharge. And so she was pushed up against the wall and feeling bad because things were starting to break down. They were missing things on the customer service side that were causing unhappy people. And this is a critical phase. And most marketers will tell you, don't worry about it, just kind of ride the wave. But the truth of the matter is that they're the same people that blow up their businesses because they never pay enough attention to this phase of really learning to lead the business where it's going next instead of just, let's just get more and more and more in the door. So the trick is to balance the both, to not take the foot off the gas of the new clients while you strengthen your infrastructure and your operations and really create space to lead instead of continually grow. And when you don't know how to switch gears, it leads to overwhelm, stress, burnout, and like I said before, often you can implode your business. One of the things that I think is missing here is just the recognition that it's okay to shift gears. You don't have to be the main salesperson, the main marketer when your business gets to new levels. And to recognize that your real role, whether you're starting the business or you're growing the business or you've moved it into more of a legacy state, is that you are the person who is leading the business to the next phase. And when you really embrace that, it changes the way your mind works. One of my own big ahas along the way was when I realized, like, I wanted to be the leader of a multiple six-figure business. Now, this was in the very early days when I didn't even know what it would feel like to make six figures yet. But I knew I was a leader. I knew at heart that I love to inspire other people into their own greatness. So whatever form that was going to take, the leadership piece of it was always going to be there. And I started to train my mind to think, okay, what does the leader of a six-figure business do here? How do I choose to invest? How do I choose to focus my energy? What is my role? And it really transformed my results very quickly. And instead of picking up, you know, pennies and stepping over dollars, I was taking dollars and turning them into hundreds and then thousands and then you could see the path there, continue to grow it over and over and over again. So knowing your growth strategy, knowing what you need to do to get to the next level and how it's different, and being able to be nimble and flexible and adaptable in those growth stages is critical. And this is a good point to bring up number two, which is the struggle mindset. See, a lot of entrepreneurs are trying to get into high six, seven, maybe even eight figures, but they have a lot of struggle in their mindset and they're focused on, you know, pennies instead of focusing on growth and investment and what's it going to take to get where I want to go. So part of the struggle mindset is recognizing that if you want to grow to the next level, if you want to be able to thrive, you want to be able to get into multiple six, seven, eight figures, you have to learn how to have a strong, thriving mindset. So this may mean you have to stop using your logic mind. One of the things I teach in the Awaken Leadership Program is that logic can only get us so far, but at higher and higher levels of success, we have to activate a totally different, almost like a mindset of possibility. And you may not even know what things look like. So logic ends up creating fear sometimes, because if you can't logically see how to do something, you won't take action on it. But if you talk to some of the most amazing, gifted, wildly successful business owners, entrepreneurs, people who are change agents that are actually changing the world, they'll tell you they had a dream, but they never really knew how it was going to work. They just trusted that if they kept pushing the dream forward, that things would always work out. So that means you have to stop struggling with your own human self and recognize that when you basically claim a bold vision, you have to let go of how you're going to get there. You have to let go of the logical path. You have to be willing to take risks and try things that you've never done before. And you also recognize that when you let go of struggle and you start to create more of a possibility mindset, that you're going to be blessed with resources and mentors and guides and people who are going to have this spark for you that will be in your path, and you could never plan it. You can't orchestrate it. So part of this is also recognizing that prosperity and financial abundance do not coexist with worry, judgment, fear, right? Like, that all shuts it down. When you want to be expansive and you want to create a more expanded version of yourself, a greater impact, you want to have more influence, you want to really soar as a leader in your community through the movement that you teach, through your business, whatever form that you take, you have to be willing to recognize that there are things at work that you cannot control. You have to be willing to expand your container of what's possible. See, part of struggle is you can't see it yet. But what's really happening in possibility mindset is you've got to expand your container for what you think is possible. And that's what allows greater financial wealth, greater impact, greater achievement, and that you get to really step fully into this vision that you've probably had for yourself for a really long time. So number two is recognizing where you're letting struggle mindset get in the way. Letting what things cost override making good growth decisions. See, one of the things that I see people really get into a bottleneck is, I don't have the money. Okay, I get we need to be responsible. Trust me, I am very responsible. I don't like feeling like I make commitments I can't keep. But again, when logic mind is in charge, your logic mind will say, we can't afford something. When you know it's the thing you need to grow, sometimes you have to be more strategic, and this is where really getting your growth bottleneck out of the way can come in handy. See, a growth bottleneck is, I can't afford it. A expansive mindset, a prosperous possibility mindset says, what would we have to be willing to do to cover this investment so that we can grow? I used to have a friend of mine early on in the day say, you invest today in your future success. And that's what this is about. So one of the things you have to be willing to do is turn off the logic mind and turn on the possibility mind. Again, that doesn't mean you throw caution to the wind and you take risks that are stupid. It means you become calculated and strategic, and you actually make good growth decisions, not always knowing how it's all going to work out, but trusting that you have to think expansively. Now, I know that one gets a lot of people sideways, but when you really start to live and breathe it, and you stop letting the logic drive every decision you make, it can expand you exponentially. A couple more bottlenecks that I think are important to cover is creativity addiction. Now, notice I added the word addiction, because a lot of entrepreneurs live and breathe through their creativity, and there's this deep need to constantly be creating. And I actually have watched really well-known, super successful entrepreneurs create themselves into a deep, dark, dismal place. Because sometimes when you keep creating, you don't ever make sure that what you're creating is optimized and is profitable before you move to the next thing, because you love the creation. Now, you can overcome that with a finishing team, with a team that implements, but you have to recognize that if you're constantly creating, but what you're creating isn't selling well, or it's not really getting much traction, or you've never made that offering profitable, then you're moving too fast, and that creativity is becoming a bottleneck to profitability. So that's something that a lot of my clients have had to look at square in the eyes and say, wow, you know what? You're right. I create and create and create and create, and I love that part of the process, but I'm not making sure things are profitable before I move to the next bright, shiny object. Another piece of this puzzle of really understanding the bottleneck is recognizing when you are the bottleneck to the next level because you're the only one that can get things done, or you're the only one that can really grow a piece of the business. And this comes down to delegation. And that old adage of you have to let go to grow is true. If you have a big, bold vision, if you want to accomplish more, then you have to be willing to let go of doing everything yourself, or let go of doing all the growth activity. See, at each level, you will hit another bottleneck. One of my bottlenecks was I was the only one that could make a decision. So as my team continued to grow, I would hold them back because everything had to go through me. At that time, you know, I was holding on to the reins so tightly because I was afraid of making a mistake. But I wasn't allowing the team to do what they could do. I needed everything to be perfect. I needed to make sure we didn't mess anything up. Well, we all want things to go well, and that's important. But when you're holding on, and that holding on is costing you your goals, you got to really look at, where could I let go to grow? Where could I train better, hire more capable people? I call it hiring for ownership. You could hire people to take ownership of roles and activities. And that's because they're good at it and they're better than you, or they can do it faster than you. And then you can grow because you get back to the things that only you can do. So if you catch yourself in ineffective delegation, where you're holding on too much, you're still doing too many things, and you can't imagine hiring somebody to do the thing that you're spending way too much time doing, just know you're costing yourself your future success. If you don't know how to pay for it, that's another conversation. That's, again, going back into the strategic mindset, recognizing that logic could be in the way, and allowing yourself to come up with a plan, and you work the plan. A couple other things that I think are important to recognize is when you stay stuck in the weeds, okay, this ties deeply with the delegation, and that is, if you're in the weeds, that means you're constantly in the minutia. You're looking at what's next instead of staying in the leadership position and looking at the big picture. You know, I've been interviewing all of these amazing people in the Awaken Leadership Summit. And one of the things that has come across with several of these very talented influencers in the world is they recognize when they were stuck in the weeds and they were holding on to things because they wanted them perfect, or, you know, they would get consumed by a problem and they would just let themselves get derailed from the big goals. So it's important to recognize, are you stuck in the weeds, or are you staying on the platform where you can see the horizon and where you're going? It doesn't mean you always have to stay there. We do have to come down into the business and do things that only we can do. But being stuck in the weeds means you are moving at a very slow incremental pace instead of accelerated, catapulting your impact and your ability to grow your income, because you're focused on where you're going from the horizon. Okay, so just a little nuance to pay attention to. There's a lot of different ways that we can become the bottleneck. You know, we can be too reactive and not proactive enough. We can stay in the logic mind. We can hold on to decisions. You know, our mindset gets in the way. But ultimately, what shifts all of this is two key things. Stay connected to your bold vision and decide to lead. Okay, it's really that simple. Staying connected to your bold vision means you have a bold vision, and a bold vision means it's bigger than just you. It means that you know this is so big, it's so exciting, you're not going to know all the answers. You don't know how to do it all. You have to surrender the how and have other people help you get there. When you're in a bold vision, it keeps you inspired, slight tingling of the fear. You know, there's that, oh my gosh, I've never done this before. Remember, there's a fine line between fear and excitement. So you will feel that part of you that wants to play it safe from time to time. You'll get caught up in these bottlenecks and barriers that feel very real. But when you stay connected to the bold vision and you're making decisions to propel that vision forward, then you will find that you are moving through some of your biggest barriers and comfort zones. Okay. And I know it's stretchy. My friend Lisa Mannion always says, like, that's that stretchy place where you have to stretch who you've been up to now to accomplish these bigger, bolder visions. And that's the good piece. That means we're becoming an even better version of ourselves. We're really allowing our greatness to surface. And we're not allowing the problems and the nuances and the minutiae of life to hold us back. Now, the part about deciding to be a leader, what that means is that you recognize that your business, your industry, and maybe even the world needs you to lead. It needs you to hold that vision and inspire other people to step into their greatness to help you make it happen. So it does require new mindsets. It does require better habits. It will oftentimes cause you to have to become an even stronger, more confident, more capable version of you. You'll need new strategies. And that doesn't mean you have to know what any of it looks like in the moment, but you just have to be willing to decide. I love the story I heard the owners of Infusionsoft share at a conference that we were all at a few years ago. It was an ICON, InfusionCon, their industry conference that they hold once a year. And this year they were sharing how their business had continued to grow and expand. And interestingly enough, every expansion the business had, they would turn to each other and say, I don't know how to lead the business where it's going next. But instead of giving up or letting the business implode, what they did was they turned to people, they turned to mentors, they looked at their peers out there in their industry and said, now help us become the leaders our business needs us to be. And that, I think, is what happens whether you're new in business, you're just starting the business, or your business is more sophisticated. We get to look at, am I being the leader my business needs me to be? So food for thought, things to think about. Are you committed to your bold vision? Do you even know what your vision is? And have you decided to be the leader that your business needs you to be? Are you using the mindset, habits, and strategies that accelerate your growth in a sustainable way? If this is piquing your curiosity, I encourage you to check out the Awaken Leadership Summit. It is full of all kinds of amazing insights, productivity tips, resources, and like a behind-the-scenes look at some of the great thought leaders, transformational mentors, business success stories, and how their commitment to leading their business transformed the results they could achieve. There's some great stories, some powerful people, and I even share a couple of my own insights and segments to help you become the leader your business needs you to be. Again, that's the Awaken Leadership Summit. All the links and how to access that summit are in the show notes at melaniebenson.com/blog. Now, I'd love to hear, if you are over here on the blog, do you think you're a leader? Are you leading a movement? Are you the leader of an organization, association, or of your own business? Is there some other way that you lead? I'd love to know, how are you inspiring, influencing, and touching the lives of the people in your world? Just share it in the comments of the blog post. For those of you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and all the other places we're at, you can find us on melaniebenson.com/blog. All right, look forward to seeing you guys over there. Enjoy this last thought. Leadership happens the moment you inspire an action in another human being. Think about that. All right, we'll see you guys all again next week for another episode of Amplify Your Success. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.